I've had several days of pretty intense and serious Here's a Thought commentaries. So today, I'll look at the lighter side with five cliches to improve your photography. And just because these are perhaps a little lighter in content, it doesn't mean they're less valuable. And it clearly doesn't mean they're inaccurate or useless, the first of which is the old bumper sticker wisdom: the harder I work, the luckier I get. That's true. The more time I spend out photographing, the more time I spend in Lightroom processing and thinking about my archives and my assets, the more time I put into my photographic life, there is no question, the luckier I get. The more I stumble into things that I wouldn't stumble into without the effort. The more I discover things that I didn't know were there, the more frequently I find myself with the perfect weather and the perfect clouds for doing some interesting photography. For the longest time, I was a weekend warrior. But eventually, I learned that if I were ever going to be good at something, there are no shortcuts. And whether it's an artistic expression or mastering a musical instrument or becoming talented in the kitchen, it's all the same. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Number two, I think this one came from Cartier-Bresson. If it didn't, it should have. The key to photography is F8 and be there. I probably don't have to point it out, but do you see the theme that is developing? F8 and be there. Pretty hard to make good photographs if you're not in a place where you can make good photographs. And the people who spend more time photographing, more time processing, more time editing, more time engaged in the creative process, those people are likely to be the ones who are going to succeed. The only thing I question about F8 and be there is, of course, in the age of Micro Four Thirds digital photography, which I use, it really should be F4 and be there, but let's not quibble. Number three, and this comes directly from Ansel Adams, and to me, it shoots an arrow into gear-centric photographers, people who are constantly on the search for the perfect camera or a sharper lens or a magic bullet technique. Ansel Adams said, "There's nothing worse than a sharp photo of a fuzzy concept." And I think what he was really talking about there is that it can be so fruitless to pursue sharper, crisper, finer photographs if we don't have anything to say. Morley Baer put it this way years ago in a workshop. He said, in order to be a good photographer, you first have to be a good person. You've probably heard me talk about this quote before. And I don't think he meant a moral person. He wasn't making a moral judgment. He was really saying you have to be a well-rounded, well-read, well-practiced person of integrity and hard work and patience and curiosity. All the characteristics that make us a good person make us a better artist. And I think that's what Ansel Adams was getting at when he talked about the fuzzy concept. If we don't know what we want to say photographically, it's going to be really hard to make a decent image, even though we might be able to make it tack sharp. Number four. This is an old Scottish or perhaps Irish phrase. Can't remember where it came from. Eat it up, wear it out, make it do, do without. Which Calvin Coolidge cleverly reformulated into use it up, wear it out, make it do, do without. This is the cliche I always want to pull out whenever I start feeling a little gear acquisition syndrome, when I start shopping, when I start lusting after that new lens or that new camera. And then I remember how primitive all the cameras are that were made by all the photographers that preceded us. Think of poor old Alfred Stieglitz and Edward Weston and all the photographers of previous generations and how primitive the equipment they had. But they did pretty well. So for us, here in the beginning decades of the 21st century, certainly we can make some interesting things with the equipment we have if we use it up, wear it out, make it do, and do without. Just because we don't have the latest, greatest, yippee-skippy equipment doesn't mean we can't make some fantastic photographic expressions. And number 5, the most valuable thing you can take with you into the field is an extra day. And I won't be surprised if you've heard that one before, because this was one of my ideas that I've published and used on many occasions, and try as best I can to practice it. But in reality, it's just my way of encapsulating what these other bits of wisdom have all said, which is, there is no substitute for doing the work, for diligence, perseverance, patience, and time spent refining your ideas, refining your craft, and exploring your artistic expressions. All of that takes time, and it's the one thing we all have in limited quantities.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.